I was at home at the time,
okay,
I would have just seen this guy ringing a toilet with his toe.
And let me name them with you.
Yeah, okay.
Alpha.
Alpha.
Beta.
Beta.
Cos.
No.
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 Cos. No. What,
I don't know much about the body. Four?
Knows a lot about the female body.
Five.
Could give another look, but...
Welcome back to Critical Banter, where we take the best bits from your favorite late night shows and package them into a podcast. So for today's episode, we'll be doing two classic segments, Bull Slut and Mind Your Manners. But before that, to wrap the week, we've got me, Miguel. We have Rohit.
G'day, g'day.
Sen.
Hello.
And Kush.
Yes, sir. I'm not sure why you went to me because I have nothing to say this week, but maybe Ro said.
Nice to have you here, though.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, yeah, good to have you, Kush. It is very nice. But I do have something.
Oh, lovely.
So last week, I mentioned I was moving out, renting, not buying.
touch with the common man.
Just to clarify once again. And I was supposed to have an interview with a potential roommate come Monday. Roommate canceled on the interview.
Ooh.
Using the excuse of he had to babysit his sister. Does he have a sister?
Only child.
So what is that? Is that telling?
Did he cancel the interview or is he canceling the whole arrangement of moving in?
Interview is now postponed.
To when?
To probably next Monday. However, which is tomorrow, I suppose. Oh, wow. I'm going to go to the office tomorrow. That's something that I learned today, but.
This man is planning his day life on here.
So basically, Sunday night comes.
Yeah.
I get a message from my mate.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, actually, we've got to cancel. This guy's.
I'll say give you a day notice at least.
At 12 o'clock, I got notified. A.M.
Yeah, midnight.
Midnight.
As most people call it.
As the day begins, fair enough.
Yeah, for the next day that it was off. Yeah. I don't know if this is telling. So I will have an update next week, hopefully. But I'm going to say this guy, it's -1.
Doesn't bode well.
One strike.
So he's lost points with you already.
Flaky. No, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but you know, I can't. I've got to go on the information that I have, you know. Canceling a potential roommate?
Yeah, it's bad.
Do you do it?
How dare you have a sister that, you know, needs to be tended to?
Nah, still alleged sister. We will see what happens.
All right. We've also got a story this week, Manny. And Manny and I this week were disrespected, I think is probably the right word to use
100%.
Here.
Did you have a roommate that canceled as well?
Nothing to that level, but we were slighted, Kush. This is a conversation that we had on the podcast a few weeks ago about feet pics,
which I'm sure everyone enjoyed and re-listened to
countless times. Anyway, we were out with our group of friends and we brought it up. Uh-huh. It's something we've actually brought up twice in the space of a week with a couple of different people.
We've been told to strictly stop talking about feet.
It's sickness. But anyway, we brought it up and one of our friends was thinking about doing the feet pics and she was saying on like a radio station here in Sydney, they were talking about it as well. So I think that's where she probably got the idea from. And she said that, you know, in the realm of feet pics, you know, you want to spice it up a bit. So you try a few different things. And one of the potential ideas was you put your foot into a toilet and then you flush the toilet and then you move your foot in a clockwise direction around the flushing toilet.
Mm.
And apparently that can get you upwards of $1,500 per feet pick.
Interesting.
You're doing it for $1,500, Gush.
Interesting. Not anti-clockwise. It has to be clockwise.
It has to be clockwise, please. We're in Australia. But would you do that for $1,500, Gush? Just, you know.
For $1,500?
Yeah.
I think I would.
Would you do it for $1,000?
I think I would. I think I would.
Would you do it for $500?
That's where it gets a bit interesting.
Your toilet, though.
Your toilet home in territory. Your house.
Yeah, but shite has still been there.
No, but you can clean it beforehand.
You can bleach it. That's true.
You can clean it however you'd like.
At that point, you're just really having a shower. You're dipping your toes in some water.
And you're using your bathrooms right near your shower.
Actually, you know what? $500, I would.
Would you do it for $250 then?
I think I would. With the clean toilet, I would.
Just get to the punchline.
100.
Would you do it for 100?
No, I wouldn't do it for 100.
Seriously?
Nah, I wouldn't do it for 100
clean
then.
Toilet. Clean in your own house, Kush. In your own time, you can wash it, do whatever you want after it, do whatever you want.
These are all good arguments because I'm a good cleaner. I clean well and I clean thoroughly. And okay. I think I would do so in the toilet
at least
as well.
You back your...
I back my cleanliness. So
for $100, do you back it?
You know, I would do it for $100.
$50, would you back it?
It's clean, yep.
But $10, would you back?
Nah, time wise, that becomes.
Hang on. Before you'd have to send us the pics as well. By the way,
let's say you don't have to send it to like some creepy old man. Just the boys.
Just the boys.
Just the boys.
Yeah, send it to the boys.
Stays within the boys' chat.
$50.
Yeah,
yeah.
We'll try to see. I'd do it.
Fair enough.
Okay, you know what we're doing this week. But we had this exact same conversation with the group of people and everyone said around, you know, $200.
People were reserved like you at the start. We were like, ah, that's kind of disgusting, you know?
Yeah. And most people flattened out at $100. Like, you know what? You know,
it's for a hundo, yeah. For a
hundo, you know what? Fine, I'll do it.
It's the time constraint that comes in. The amount of time you want to put into this.
Dude, this is like a 2 second thing. I don't know
what it's the cleaning. You got to clean it thoroughly.
Out of this, dude. You can get over it. You just shower, you just wash your foot after.
Yeah, so anyway, most people said, yeah, bottomed out at 100. We kept going with one person and we got him down to $10.
With his chest. Wouldn't do it for $10?
And so me, Manny and another one of our friends instantly got our phones out. We beamed him $10 each. He had $30.
We
tripled his asking price. Yeah. So he had $30 sitting in his bank account. And we're like, all right, tonight you're going to go home. You're going to take these pictures and you're going to send it. And we said, well, first we're like, take the photos. He said, yeah. And then we're like, take it and then send it to just this group chat that we have with about 20 something people. Send it, no context, don't say anything else.
Only like six of those 20 were at the dinner that we're talking about. So 14 people are at home.
I just got getting
so around. I was at home at the time.
Okay.
I would have just seen this guy ringing a toilet with his toe.
It's like a 15 second video. I would have given him no context. To be honest.
Fair enough. Wrong
and
group
like,
chat.
And so he's like, all right, yeah, fine. So we sent him the $10. He had $30. We're like, all right. So we all went home. We're like at the car. I'm like, all right, I expect to see a video from you within an hour.
Yep.
So we all went home. I got home. It was like
the drive home for me and send half an hour.
Dude, I wasn't concentrating on the road, dude. All I was thinking was, dude.
Well, half an hour. Let's get home and refresh dude, Messenger. I'm like, we want to see this video.
All the things I can do with this video, I can Photoshop his head onto it. I was going to do all sorts of nasty things with this video. Yeah. And then we got home. It was like 11:30 and then 11:45 came. And then 11:50 came. Then 12 midnight came. And every notification I was getting, I was antsy. I was getting itchy. I grabbed my phone. No, it's my mom. Who cares? Don't care about that. I'm waiting for a video.
Mom was stuck at the train station. Needs a lift. Sorry.
Walk home, mate. Come on. And then 12:30 came. 12:45. 1 o'clock. I go to bed. And I'm like, maybe he's doing it in the morning. You know, just, you know, freshen up in the morning. Do it in the morning. What about you, Manny? What were you thinking that night?
That's all I had, bro. It got to a point where there's a group chat of me sending this bloke. I bumped the chat. We haven't talked in like 6 months. I said, just send a foot emoji, you know? Little refresher. I'm waiting. The thing is as well, so I sent that, but half an hour, like 15 minutes later, he had the audacity to reply to one of my Instagram messages. Because I sent a post in the DMs to him and he replied to that as if nothing else was due, you know? No other business hanging overhead.
So I had a restless night of sleep that night. Yeah. I get up at 9, groggy. You know, that's all I've been. I dreamt about feet that night.
8:15 if his employees are listening.
I grab my phone. I see there's a few Facebook messages. I'm like, oh, here we go. This is it. This is it, fellas. No video. And I'm like, okay, fine. All right, that's fine. I'm going to see this person later that day anyway. Yeah. So then I go through the entire day. And so he paid for the dinner as well.
Okay.
So later that day, I get a beam request to beam him for the dinner. So this man's pocketed my $10 and then had the audacity to ask me to pay for dinner. And I messaged this man instantly. I'm like, did you get a beam request? Yeah. He's like, yes. And he says he will not be getting my money for weeks.
Out of principle, I can't have.
Nah, that's fair enough. That is fair enough.
So then we see that man later that day and we confront him. Hmm. And he was, you know, he's like, oh, you guys beam me. You're like, you transferred me money too quickly. You know, you didn't give me a chance, blah, blah, blah. And all the excuses came out.
You're with your chest, bro. You're like, I'll do it for 10. What are you talking about? I'll do it for 10.
And I haven't spoken to that man since.
Good.
He lied to my face.
He's not a man of values nor principles. He broke every
single man of his word. And who are you if you're not a man of your word?
You can't be saying it with your chest out and then say, you know, I couldn't do it. I didn't have time. That's not right.
And the thing, he didn't message or anything saying, oh, look, I'm not going to send it. Can you at least transfer me for the dinner? No, he just sent me a request for dinner. That's it. Silence. At least say, you know, hey, well, I'm not going
to
do it. But
say
by the way,
that you're a little bitch. Say it. Say it to me. And I would accept it. And I would beam you the dinner. But since he didn't, that's
pretty
poor.
Did he pay you back the $10?
No, so what he did was, he was a smart little man. He's like, oh yeah, well, you've already paid me a $10. That's a deposit. You have to pay me the rest, like the balance amount of the dinner.
So he requested dinner minus the
$10. Gotcha. Which I didn't care for, really.
I think I still owe him, actually.
I wouldn't pay it. We wouldn't pay. Send him a message, man.
You go without paying him?
I think Kush saying never.
Never. You see,
that's the price of you dogging the.
Exactly. There's a difference between a dinner.
You have to take a bet up. You have to go through with it, especially if there's a monetary transaction that's 100%. Been made. It's like, oh, I bet you I can do this. Mm. Well, then do it.
Or give me my money back.
Yeah, so I think you got to give the money back. You
and can't I, just take
I don't even think
for you, wasting
you,
my time.
I think you have to do it. Like once you take their money,
oh, you think so?
Yeah, you have the
legally binding. It's a contract.
Like, there's no return. Sen's got a no return policy.
But I think yeah, the lesson Manny and I have taken from that is not to make bets with this man ever again.
Friends, esteemed colleagues. We're playing Bull Slut.
I thought it was TCB debate there for a second.
That was very formal.
Apologies. You know how the game works. I'm going to chuck out some categories. You then go head to head to see who can name more of the item within those categories. So the first couple who will play is Sen and Migs. The category is fast food. Sen, can I get your opening bid?
What do you
fast
mean
food fast, what? Yeah. Fast food what? Fast food what? Items?
Restaurants.
Chains. Yeah, 10.
Local, international,
yeah. Anything. Any, yeah. But it can't be like McDonald's, Engadine.
No.
It's a chain. You're talking about chains here.
Yeah, right? Okay. Chains.
Oh, international.
International.
11.
12.
13.
Come on, boy. Speed it up.
14.
Bull Slut.
All right, let's go.
Sen, name 14 chains in 30 seconds. Your time starts now.
Macca's, KFC, Pizza Hut, Domino's, Nando's, Porto, Taco Bell, Popeyes, In-N-Out, Five Guys, how many is that?
10.
Subway, shit.
You've got 15 seconds.
Oh, okay, plenty of time. I can have a yawn then if
10 seconds.
Want.
How's your day, Sen?
No.
In-N-Out.
One
more?
I already said that.
That's 12.
Time's up, 12.
Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I was running. Oh, Jollibee.
Exactly, Jollibee.
It's unlucky.
It's Jack in the Box.
It's another American.
It's an American one.
White Castle. Turned off.
Oh, White Castle.
Wendy's.
Wendy's nuts. See your face.
Alrighty, well, Migs takes that one again without lifting a finger.
I love this game.
All right, we'll go Cushion Sen.
Mm.
Letters of the Greek alphabet. How many can you name?
Cush, you go first.
The Greek alphabet.
Yeah. Greek alphabet.
You heard him.
The alphabet
of Greece.
Right, which is the ABCDs, or are we talking a different alphabet?
They do start with ABCDs.
Okay.
Do you know what the okay, alpha is a part of the
that
Greek
alphabet.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. Of course I need that. What do you think I am some kind of idiot? Jesus. 4.
I wonder which 4 that is.
5.
Oh, man, Greek.
You're on maths?
Come on, maths. What we put in place of numbers and all of those symbols.
Yeah.
From the end of triangles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A couple of symbols.
Can you name 6 Kush? That's the question.
I think I can't. Bull Slut.
5 to win.
Oh, this is easy.
I can't.
Maybe start with a yarn this time, Senny.
Yeah, go on. What's happening in your life recently, Sen?
Nothing much. Has my time started?
30 seconds starts now.
Well, Kush, you know. Come on, you can think back to maths. You know, there was at least.
Let me name them with you.
Yeah, okay.
Alpha.
Alpha.
Beta.
Beta.
Cos.
Oh.
No. Cos.
No.
Tan. Sine.
Sine.
Theta. Theta.
Theta's one of them.
Gamma. There's two.
Gamma.
Delta.
Delta.
Give me one more.
Beta, did I say that?
You already said beta.
Your favorite type of male.
Sigma.
Sigma. Sigma. There we go.
Yeah, I could have named it.
Not to be confused with your other favorite word, Sigma.
No, sir.
And Sen takes that almost too easily. Yeah. Dude. That was
come on.
Sen takes it by Kush saying the 5. That is disrespect, bro. That is actually disrespect.
Alrighty. Migs versus Kush. How many dog breeds can you name in 30 seconds?
Oh, my God.
Migs, you want to give us a number? And maybe play this time.
1.
Yeah, I can think of one as well. His name's Sen, but I can't.
Wee. Not
talking about, just regular dogs, breeds, not dirty dogs.
Yeah. I can say 3.
3 here.
I'm poor with dog breeds. 5.
When you were buying your dog, surely you had a little short list of dog
breeds?
You
think I had any say
involved in the purchase?
As we that happened, we recorded that day. Mm. We went downstairs and there was a dog.
Dog just appeared.
6.
Yeah. 6?
Kush, the man said he didn't even know 5.
I don't know. I don't know how I play this game. I really don't. My mind works in mysterious ways.
Manny, I think this is a bit of gamesmanship.
He's playing a good. I saw the poker face. I saw it.
Yeah, right.
I know Manny,
what is it up to?
6
is the call.
I know what's up.
7.
Yeah, now Bull Slut.
Bull Slut for 7.
Is Snoopy a dog breed?
Snoop. Just Snoop.
Oh, it's Snoop. Yeah.
Snoop.
30 seconds. That's not counted, right? That's not counted. 30 seconds, your time starts now.
Snoop. Cavoodle. Golden Retriever. Poodle. It's King Cavalier. Cavalier some shit.
Yep.
King like that. Cavalier. That's LeBron.
Sausage Dog.
Nah, Sausage Dog isn't a breed.
Yes, it is.
No, it's an actual name for it. I know that. That's not it.
There is an actual
name. No, that's fine. That
no, yes, no, come
on.
Five.
That's Dalit.
10 seconds Shih Tzu, for one more.
Multi something.
So that's seven. Yeah. Sausage Dog is called a Dachshund, actually.
Dachshund, yeah.
Please. Chihuahua. Let's be a bit cultured. I could have named 10, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think this is the first time I've played in 50 episodes.
Like the last
episodes.
Three times that we've done it.
You didn't win with your chest out, but you won.
You earned this win.
Exactly.
We'll go around for round two.
Let's go.
Designer brands. High-end designer brands.
No idea, bro. Two.
Five.
Like how high-end are we talking here?
Outside of rates, price range.
Yeah.
I don't. That could be anything.
I don't own a single item of these clothes.
What did you say?
Five.
Kmart seven. Does not count, Sen.
Eight. Yeah, I was going to say Cotton On.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
He's playing the game today, Biggs. He came in today with a win.
This is exhilarating stuff.
11.
Oh.
Bull slut.
Oh, okay.
I think you can name 11.
11's not simple.
Bad. All right.
Okay.
Your time starts now.
Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Prada,
simple.
Calvin Klein.
Hi, that's right. That's allowed.
Givenchy, Guess. Guess one?
Yeah.
Guess is one.
Rappy ones are fine.
Victoria's Secret.
No.
That's not.
That's not designer brand.
All right, fine. Supreme.
Yep.
Bape.
Yep.
Yeah, are you allowing
no,
it?
No, you will, but you fine. For the purpose of the game,
you
will.
You have 10 seconds and you need three more.
Oh, fuck me. Fendi. Tommy Hilfiger, Polo.
No, that's, right.
Nah. Nah, Polo. Lucky. Another close one from
Chanel,
Sam.
Burberry.
Oh.
Missed out by one. Missed out by one again.
Well, sad I've won all my games. Absolutely right.
This is bullshit.
Playing for second place, boys.
Senvi Kush, muscles in the body.
Ah, no clue.
How what? Many can you name?
Three. I don't even know what PDHP stands for. How am I missing
PDHPE.
What did I say?
BDHP.
Oh, Jesus, who is
what does the E stand for?
Education.
Yeah, okay.
So we're naming body parts.
You're naming muscles. You're not naming.
Right.
Okay, I told you the muscle that you pulled when we were trying to move a bed this morning. So surely that's at least one.
That's one. Two, I don't think I could name. I don't know much about the body. Four?
Knows a lot about the female body.
Five.
Could give another look. But
who said five?
Me.
Okay. A bull slut.
Five.
I can't win.
Get him to name you five.
Let's do it again. We'll name it again today.
Five for me.
No,
okay.
No.
We'll name it again today. We'll do it together. Let's go.
No, but I'll get the points.
He gets the points, but this is a learning progress for me, a learning curve.
All right, your time starts now. Five.
Easy ones. Bicep.
Bicep. Tricep.
Tricep.
Forcep. Is that one?
No.
Foreskin. No. the laterals.
Lats.
You need that.
Laterals.
You need two more.
Quads.
Quads, of course. Who Hammies. Doesn't know the quads?
Hammies. Calves.
Done.
Beautiful.
The brain. It's a muscle.
Is that a muscle? Is
yeah. It? The heart's a muscle, if you say so. Yeah.
Tongue? How are you telling us what a muscle is? You can say five.
Oh, cool. That's just shambles from you, mate.
Not even niche the muscles, bro. Yeah.
This game is on me, unfortunately.
What's the niche ones?
Like, I don't know.
Glute med.
Yeah, I said glute.
Gluteus maximus.
Glute maximus. Upper traps, rhomboids.
I could have named a few here.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't back yourself.
I don't back myself.
You could do that.
I lack a bit of confidence, fellas.
Rear delt, all right. Delt, front delt, that's three.
All right, final round. Manny has one anyway, but just for glory's sake, Kush, get a point on the board.
Please, Kush.
NBA players.
Oh, there you go. Finally, Kush, this is right up your alley.
Yeah, 15. But this is.
In 30 seconds though.
This is up Miggs's alley.
Oh, except last name.
Street
only.
And fucking way, okay.
15 NBA
20.
Players. 20.
21.
30 seconds.
22.
23. 24.
25.
Bull slut.
25 to win.
Oh, in 30 seconds. Yeah, 30 seconds.
I think, yeah, he can do it.
What's the record? What's the record for this game?
Wasn't it Kush with the train station?
26.
27, I think it was, or something like that.
26, yeah.
All right. So fuck, 25, bro.
It's a big one. You're going to have to run through them. You're going to have to do
two rosters. That's easy.
Rosters.
Yeah. Your time starts now.
Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Thibault, Embiid, Levine, Lonzo Ball, LaMelo Ball, DeRozan, Vucevic, Giannis, Steph, AD, LeBron, KD, Kyrie, James Harden. How many am I up to?
18.
16.
Okay.
What are Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, Mikal Bridges,
two more.
Bridges, PJ Washington.
Is that 24?
He's one.
Wow, I was naming some niche ones at the start, bro. Seth Curry. Because I was thinking 76ers. I'm going point guard, shooting guard, Jesus small forward, power forward.
I was
going
to say Seth Rogen there for a second.
That's impressive.
That's a well played game. Yeah, he came today and he played and he won. Exactly.
I can say my chest, I won.
I actually thought you started really slow. I was getting worried for a second.
You started strong. What are you talking about?
I panicked at like four.
No, you got panicked at three or four.
And then when I got to LeBron, I was starting just to name the big boys.
The roster came in.
The All-Stars.
I think I could have named 30. I reckon I could have.
Yeah, I think you could have.
Should we just do it for a bit of fun?
No, we're not going to do it for a bit of fun.
Can you name 30?
He'll say, in this hypothetical world, he could do 30. We'll never prove
if
it.
If you name the 30, you win the entire thing.
Oh yeah, I'll allow that.
30 basketball players.
30 names, 30 seconds.
Same thing, NBA players?
24, so you just have to name six more.
25.
Okay.
All right, your time starts now.
LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, Carmelo Anthony, Lonzo Ball, DeRozan, DeAndre Jordan, Rajon Rondo. What the fuck is going on? JaVale McGee. Steve Nash. Larry Bird, Michael Jordan. I lost.
Man was naming who he's played against in NBA 2K22.
Should have said Zorba Smith while I was at it. I would have won.
Well, all right. Well, fair enough, Kush. Bad luck. Manny takes the win today for the first time after playing.
All right, guys, time for Mind Your Manners, where we analyze everyday situations and help you find out the correct etiquette on how to proceed. Kush, I think we have one from the TCB Appreciation Society.
Yes, sir, we do indeed. Thank you very much, Carter. He says, what is the courtesy on who hangs up a phone call? Does the person who has to go, or do you both just go for it when you say goodbye? Who should it be?
So my dad does this thing where he never hangs up phone calls.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's like kind of a power move. So like sometimes I'm talking to my dad.
How is that
like
a power move?
Because now if I don't hang up, I'm just listening to my dad go about his day.
He's not worried. I think he's just a boomer.
Dude, no. Have you told him how to
press the big red button on the phone?
So I kind of like the fact that you letting the other person hang up just for the sheer enjoyment.
Hang on. So you call your dad. You're like, all right, bye, daddy. I'll see you later. Yeah. And then he doesn't cut the phone. No. He just puts it into his pocket and you can just hear him walking about.
He just assumes that you're hanging up the call.
That's unreal. That is unreal.
That is a power move.
That's a Sigma mindset right there. Yeah. My Lord.
That is a power move.
But I think if you're I think both of you should go for it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a certain.
Does it depend on the conversation? If it's a natural conversation, you know, the typical, you go into the market, what am I getting? Groceries, market. That kind of stuff. Yeah, like that kind of thing.
1800s.
Typical.
Yeah, what's the, you know.
Farmers market, yeah.
Grand exchange.
Like, what groceries are you getting? You talking to your family, your friends, whatever?
Yeah.
Who hangs up the call then? Doesn't matter.
I think surely someone in the phone call needs to end the conversation, right? It's like, oh, I'll catch you later, bro. Like and someone needs to say
no,
that.
I think the typical exchange is conversation. I'd be like, all right, Kush, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I'll wait for him to say bye, but I'll hang up.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more he can add.
I think it's whoever says bye. I would say bye and then I hang up.
That's
why I don't wait for your response.
You don't wait for a response and the bye.
No, I agree. That's how I do
said my piece.
I don't know about that.
No, I agree with that. That's what I do with the work meetings recently. You know, when it's the end, it's coming approach. Yeah. I'm like, latest, leave call.
Work's different though. You want to get out as soon as possible. You'd leave before the byes if you could.
So you're saying we're calling each other.
Yeah.
And then you want to wrap it up. So you're like, I'll catch you later. Bye.
Yeah.
Done. No.
I'm waiting for them.
What am I waiting for?
Just in case he's got, oh, by the way, like quick more
but
question.
I don't want to hear it. I said bye.
I think it's the end of conversation. Yeah, it's the end of conversation.
And if you wanted
to say- a conversation is a one-way street, you're right.
No, but if you wanted to say something more, you would have said it before, first of all.
If it was that important, you would have brought it up earlier.
No, but in terms of if we have a conversation about this mug, right? I call Ray like, oh bro, do you have my mug, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, I don't. And then I'm like, bye. But what if he was meaning to call me?
Yeah.
But we're already on the phone, so you might as well bring up, hey, by the way, tomorrow I'll be doing something. But you've already
hung up.
I know my answer.
I know.
He'd call again. He'd call again if you wanted to.
Put some time in my diary.
What's a stink of
put some time in my calendar
invite.
You're all wrong.
Lock in a session.
You two are wrong. And first of all, I can't even call you. I have to call you twice because you're on Do Not Disturb. Because the first one just goes to voicemail.
And then I screened your call as well this morning.
Did you actually?
Yeah, yeah. I was sitting and I saw you call. I'm like, I know what you're calling. I knew what you wanted anyway. Yeah. So I messaged you straight away. I'm like, is it about X? And you're like, yes. And I'm like, yeah, I'll bring it.
Bit of courtesy though. Screening call. It's unreal.
No, I called Sen the other day and I knew straight away I have to hang up the first one.
Yeah.
The first one is not getting through. I'm not even going to wait for the voicemail or anything. The second one, it was late at night. I didn't expect an answer, but there was an answer. I was like, send one.
When do you decide to hang up when you know the call's not going to go through? Three rings, four rings.
Yeah.
I think it's dependent on if I need to talk to you, I'll let it go till the cows come home, bro. So the chickens come roosting. But if it's something I can DM you about, I'll three, whatever.
Then DM. If it's something you can DM about, DM.
I think calling's out of fashion.
But there could be a little urgency to it, you know?
What if I'm like driving? I mean, I don't have time for DM.
Should be calling me then.
Yes,
yeah, I can call. You're driving me. CarPlay is legal.
Hands free, bit of Siri. Free. Can I call Sen, please, Siri?
Siri, message me.
Nah.
I got to yawn to Siri. Yawn to you.
Yeah.
Nah, yawn to Siri.
Siri doesn't understand my thick accent, so it's just like.
Probably add a slur or two in there all of a sudden.
Racist from Siri.
Cancelled. All right, fair enough.
All right, Carter, thanks for that question. We hope we answered it to your sufficient, you know, what you wanted from us.
I don't think we agreed on an answer. I think we agreed on an answer for a whole different conversation.
Oh yeah, didn't you even tell him?
No, we did. Well, like me and Manny think that it should be the person who says bye. Like after
second bye.
Yeah, second bye.
Okay.
It's then your turn to speak or
end. Right. Sen and I, we say bye, end of conversation. Yeah. Done.
Anyways, I've got another quick one this week. I was getting frozen yogurt the other day, which I just quietly, when's the last time you got-
What year is this?
Frozen, exactly. It's like I was in 2013 posting it on my Instagram.
Mm.
And I was getting it and then like obviously they weigh your shit and then you pay for it. So it's only one line. You can't, there's not multiple lines.
Yep.
So anyways, I was second in line, someone's already paying and like they were taking fucking forever, bro. They're like trying to scan their card, blah, blah, blah. It's not working. I'm like, you fucking pauper, bro. Don't even come here if you can't afford it. But turns out they're using a gift card, right? So it's hard to use a gift card. I don't know. Who has frozen yogurt gift cards these days?
Yeah, maybe it's like a Westfield gift card or something.
I think it was one of those. That's why it was very hard to use. Cause like they had to get the manager to like try and put the pin in and all that.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then that went on for a while. I'm like, this is not my business, right? Fuck it, I don't care. And then after a while, someone behind me was like, you know what, it's fine, I'll pay for it. We'll just get the line moving, blah, blah, blah.
Pay for the gift cards person or yours?
Yeah, the person
as well.
In front, the person that was having trouble.
Yeah.
Really?
Just pay for that, get the line moving, we'll go. At that point, I'm like, was it on me? Next in line. I knew this was gonna be your reaction, but like,
to offer to pay for their frozen yogurt.
Yeah, is there like a thing where like-
How long do they wait?
It was melting, Kush. The yogurt was melting, it was yogurt.
So those people at the front with a gift card, 10 minutes you reckon, they were waiting?
Not 10, like
five
or so.
That's, no. It's long, but it's not that long for you to go, I'll pay for you.
No, it's not if it's half an hour at that point. At half an hour, the correct etiquette is, can I pay first?
Yeah, exactly.
Go to the back of the line.
Hit the road.
That feels very-
Because it's like the frozen yogurt, it's like I think they weigh it and you have to pay on the spot. It's not like you can send it to the back again and I don't know, absolutely can.
I think it's a bit of a Rosa Parks situation. You got to go send it to the back of the bus.
So I was thinking about this. Fair enough, but change scenario. Elderly lady at the grocery store. You know, you can see it's essentials. Yeah. Bread, milk, eggs.
That's fine.
Probably $10. But she's like looking through a wallet, doesn't have enough funds. I'm gonna wait.
I think in that case, like fair enough offering to pay for it. Like there's a bit of respect built into the culture, you know, like elderly people get a bit of a pass.
So I look like the Red Cross to you. I'm not a charity.
No, I'm not doing it. Well, I had a very recent experience.
Government gives a pension, you know, I'm sure you can afford it as an elderly person.
Elderly is
good
fine.
Samaritan.
Get out of your superannuation, dude. Yeah, you have enough, man.
When I was working at like the shoe store, right? Like you'd have come in with the specific shoe store's gift cards and like other like Westfield vouchers as well, right? So this person, I remember the bill was like $400. They paid in 8 different gift cards of like varying amounts. And then on top of that, they paid, okay, so they had like, I think $100 left after the gift cards were finished.
Okay, yeah.
They paid $85 on another credit card and then $15 in cash. That, let me tell you, was a nightmare. And there was people like waiting as well while I'm doing this juggling act of like using $30.54 in one card.
That's outrageous.
But no one offered to pay.
Well, not 400, no shoe store, no less.
You know what else I really hate? When you give a certain amount in cash and they're like, do you have an extra 20 cents to even it out? I'm like, Obviously not. I gave you what I had. You know when they try to give you the change back?
Yeah. No, sometimes you just give a 20 note and it's 10, 20 and you're like, if you give me an extra 20.
If you're a cashier, you should know how to do math. Simple math, no less.
But if it's like $20, 20, right? And you're giving them $20. I think they can ask you, do you have 20 cents so I can...
You should have the
money. Sorry, wait, that doesn't make sense. Let's say the bill is $10.
Yeah, 10, 20, yeah.
Because then you got to count like $9 in dollars and then 80 cents and rather than just give a $10 note.
Why don't you think it's more preferred for you? Like you would prefer the $10 bill.
I just think I'm giving you the money.
You have fucking shrapnel in your pocket now. You're walking around just janky.
Still reminds me of the guy who's throwing away his coins. Like he gets dollar coins and then he just chucks them in the bin because he doesn't want to carry cash.
Oh, I had a similar experience. I went to the movies and we came like 10 minutes before the ads started, not the movie, the ads. Mm. And then this person took 10 minutes and it was their Discover vouchers and it just wasn't working. And they were boomers and the person was trying to help them out. They're like, oh, we'll get to it. And then the line started to form. It was just me and them, then three families and then five families. Massive line. They had to get the person from upstairs to come down, who normally...
big JC stepped in.
You know, there's a person in the movies who always checks the tickets before you go in. So you had to go down, which it left an opening for anyone to just walk up and go through the cinemas.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I did it. I'm not saying I did it. But I'm saying it left an opening anyway. But they had to do that. And like it took 10 minutes. It's a movie ticket. Would that... Do you reckon that you got to pay for that? Or is it only the essential groceries where you'd offer to pay?
No, I don't think there's...
I'm not paying at all.
I think in those scenarios...
A single dime, all right?
Even my scenario, the frozen yogurt, you ask, can I pay?
Can first? I hop in first?
Because there's a time element here.
Yeah.
My yogurt's melting. The movie's going to start. Mm. Yeah. There's that sort of element to it. So you don't have to pay, but I think you're within your rights to be like...
I think I'd still be too cowardly. I'd be like, can I get in front of you? But I would be seething.
Mm.
And... Good on the guy behind offering to pay. Like that's I've never heard of that before.
I felt emasculated at that point, I'll be honest. I'm like,
I think he's in a weird position because he's the second one there, right?
No, he's the second at the end of the line. I'm like, you're a champion. Yeah. I could never, but you're a champion.
Did you ask him to pay for yours as well?
I didn't have the cojones.
You see Mick's fumbling at the counter? Just oh no.
Oh, where's my wallet?
I'm taking gift cards with me everywhere I go now. I just hope that someone pays for me.
Alrighty. My etiquette or my mind your manners, right? It's a bit topical. So today I took Miguel's bed home. So Miguel has a double bed that we sit in.
I no longer have a bed. I sleep on the floor.
And as discussed, I'm moving out. So I was like, you know what? I'll just take the bed off your hands, right? Miguel, generously, free bed, right?
Good bed as well.
Very good bed, double bed. That's what I want. Now let's say I move out. Is the bed now mine? If I decide to flip it for a profit, am I allowed to do that?
Yes. Look, we were talking about this when you were moving the bed.
Mm.
As soon as it left my driveway, it's your property.
Yeah.
Is that how it
if
works?
You want to sell it for a profit, by all means, sell it for a profit.
He's given it to you. He's actually given
my
it to you.
My conditions were, I had a bed I didn't need anymore. My condition was satisfied. You do whatever you'd
the
like.
The second it crossed the threshold of the front door, it was your bed.
No,
Up until 12:30 today, it was a Miguel problem. 12:31, it's a Rohit problem or a solution.
If you go home right now and put it on Gumtree and make $200, $200 is yours.
Well, do I need to give him half of it?
No.
I didn't pay. This is what I mean. Like, right. So like, for example, let's say I want to replace the mattress, right? We drove in the rain, mattress might get dirty. Oh, actually that's a bad example, right? Didn't want the mattress. Just wanted a better mattress.
Yeah.
So I'm going to flip this mattress. Do I owe Migs some portion of the profits?
No. Stop saying it's his mattress. It's your mattress
now. It's yours now.
But I think like if I paid Miguel for it, then it,
he just gifted it to you. No, he gifted it to you.
It's literally
the same
yours.
Transaction. So instead of $50, it was $0.
It's like, you know, if your grandma dies and she leaves you her house and you sell the house, do you have to give her ghost half the money?
But I think some people would argue that it's unethical to flip free stuff.
Who's going to argue this here?
No, but I think the nuance here is I came to you saying, exactly. I have a bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you take it off me?
You were doing him a favor by taking it in the first place.
Well, now, whereas if
I had a bed and you're like, can I have it?
Exactly.
For free. You take it and then you flip it. Then I'll be like, what the fuck is this?
Exactly. That's an outrageous thing. Can I have your bed for free? Just give it to me. Yeah. Well, now, okay.
So if you want to flip it, if this is you admitting you're going to flip it, by all means,
I'm actually not. I actually will use it, but I was just thinking about it. Cause like, I remember there was a-
If you want it, bro, you can do it. There's literally no issues.
I'm grateful for the bed, but I was just thinking in the back of my mind while I was driving home, I'm like, well, if I decided to flip it, does Miguel get the money?
No.
I thought he does. It's interesting.
Really?
Yeah. I think like people are entitled somewhat to I don't know. It was a nice gesture. So no, no, another
if you
nice
sold
gesture.
It and you gave me some money, good gesture, but I'm not expecting exactly. money.
Mm. And like I said, you were doing him a favor by getting rid of the bed anyway. So that's your...
If he offered you money, would
but
you
now
take
that,
it?
Now, that it's, on re- now that it's on record and everyone knows I've given him a free bed.
A nice one.
Exactly. And he decides to sell it, you know, take advantage of me and my free bed. Exactly. Hey.
Don't put it like that.
Then I will... gladly take a bit of the profit. You're right.
Fair enough. All right. So I flip the bed and I don't give any money. I'm glad that settles.
Thank you, kind listeners. We have now entered the end of the episode.
Fantastic.
Mm.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
Mm. Sounds like you didn't.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. And if you want to be like Carter as well and contribute to our episodes, please join the TCB Appreciation Society on Facebook. We are there 7 days a week and we
six.
Are- Yeah, we don't work on Sundays.
Gentlemen's five.
The Lord's day. But yes, you can join there and see other fans and you can contribute as well on every TCB Thursday.
The remaining episodes we have all 127. Fuck me, we've done so many. They're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any of your favorite podcast apps. A lot of them do have a video version so you can check them out on YouTube. But with all that, we will see you guys next week.